And welcome to this week's episode number 88. Can't believe it. We're closing in on that 100. Today it is the 5th of February. Already we are in the second month of the year, which is quite incredible. How have things been? How have we been? This will actually go out in the 6th, so recording it a wee day early as usual, just to make sure it's all scheduled and ready to rock at the same time every week. So this last week, what's been going on with me? I have been really burnt out, I'll be totally honest with you. So this time last week, last Wednesday, I had an emotional meltdown. I had kind of been still pushing, still pushing, still pushing. Trained the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday, and then I just had a total emotional meltdown. And absolutely needed and embraced it and just let it be what it was. My wee body was totally burnt out. My head was a bit fried. There was so much that I've kind of continued to just keep doing, even throughout all the Christmas holidays. I was still training, although obviously work was kind of a wee bit more down. I was still putting my body through quite a lot of stress. So I suppose everything compounds, and with being back at all the kind of classes, being back at all the different bits and pieces that I do. Like it almost was just like it compounded and hit me a wee bit like a ton of bricks last week. So I took the rest of the week off. I went to a place called Stretched UK, which was a beautiful experience. It was a one-to-one assisted stretch. Beautiful. I would be back there in a heartbeat. And I also had downstairs a contrast therapy, which is the infrared sauna and the ice bath. And I ended up turned out I was there by myself, which was fabulous as well. So had a really, really like kind of what my coach called it was a queen day, like just doing something that was just totally restorative, totally relaxing, and it's exactly what I needed. And then I met my mum for a wee coffee. Actually, I didn't have a coffee because I'm still off coffee, and we'll have 10 days to go until my 30 days is done to see if it's making any difference at all. So, and then what else happened over the weekend? I was back in the school on the Friday. Saturday, I didn't train. I went out with Mila on Saturday, went to the Barras, which was very nostalgic. Loved it. Got myself my very first pack of cards, which are intuitive oracle cards. Beautiful, absolutely stunning pack of cards. The only thing is it doesn't come with the wee book, which I was like, oh. Anyway, but beautiful. And I was coaching on Sunday and back at training from Monday this week. So I'm absolutely buzzing to say that today, a whole week later, my energy levels are feeling back on top. I still have a lot of like the chronic pain still going on, but and I think that was also something else that kind of got to me. Like it's so exhausting. I'm a very much a powerer thrower. And it just got to a point where everything was just like, this is too much. So have a little appointment at Ross Hall next week, which I'm looking forward to try and get to the bottom of all that. So that's been my wee week. I hope you guys have had a fabulous week and like that. And if it's been a wee bit like mine, then honour it. It is what it is. It's part of the process. It's part of the journey. And just know that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So as I said, a whole week later, and this is probably the first day that I've really felt like my energy is kind of back to normal. So welcome back. Today we're going to dive deep into the mindset shifts, personal growth, and actionable strategies that help you become the best version of yourself. So this is all about coaching. We're going to challenge the narrative that's been floating around for far too long, that the idea of coaching is an expense. So I've been speaking to quite a lot of people recently, and a lot of people like for instance about retreat or about coaching in general. I'd love to do it. It's so up my street. It's something I'm really, really like on my list of things, or on my kind of a vision board, or on my goals, whatever. Something I really want to do, but I just can't afford it. And I put a coaching post up about this yesterday, and I've heard it time and time again. I just don't have the money for coaching. I totally, totally get it. Money can be ridiculously tight. And I'll say, even from my own perspective, like over Christmas period there, I was in not a good state, but I didn't give up my coaching because I know how much it benefits me. The thought of investing in yourself sometimes feels absolutely overwhelming. But today I want to flip that perspective upside down. I want to challenge you. Is it really that you don't have the money? Or is it that your priorities are actually out of alignment? And this is what I went on to talk about yesterday in my post. So let's be real for a second. Everyone has priorities. We all spend our money on things that matter to us, whether that's a new phone, eating out, clothes, entertainment, daily coffees. The list is endless. Takeaways, like all these things that are just not a lot of money, but accrue quite significantly over time. But when it comes to investing in personal growth, whether that's through coaching, workshops, seminars, courses, it's often one of the first things to either get cut or never even be invested in the first place. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today, how to switch the perception of coaching from an expense to an investment, because that is exactly what it is. So why do we see coaching as an expense? It's simple. We have been conditioned to view coaching as something that's optional. It's a luxury. You're not going to starve or go homeless if you don't have a coach or if you don't have some coaching sessions. But here's the thing, just because something isn't immediately necessary for survival doesn't mean it's not essential for thriving. And this is where we need to kind of flick the switch. So when we think of coaching, we often think about the cost. We think about an hourly rate or the investment it takes and that immediate dip in your bank account. But what if I told you that the ROI of coaching is far beyond what you spend, far beyond it? What if I told you that the transformation you get through coaching could lead to breakthroughs that impact every single area of your life, your career, your relationships, your health, and ultimately your happiness? So there is massive power when you invest in yourself. So let's talk about that. The truth is, there is no better investment than the one you make in yourself. Investing in your growth is the absolute key to unlocking your potential and breaking through barriers that are holding you back, barriers that you probably don't even know are there. And coaching helps you do that. Now, whatever that looks like, whether that's a one-to-one coach, whether that's seminars, whether that's retreats, whether that's workshops, whatever that looks like, the coaching perception, the coaching aspect will help you do all of what I've just said, because it gives you tools, it gives you mindset shifts, and it gives you accountability, which is what you need to move forward. And here's the secret. You don't just pay for the coaching itself. You're paying for the future version of you that comes from it. And surely that is worth investing. So when you invest in coaching, you're not just paying for advice or for strategies. You're paying for the transformation, for a future where you're more confident, where you're more clear in your goals, and you're more capable of achieving them. You're investing in your mindset, your personal growth, and ultimately your life and your happiness. That is what you're investing in. You're not just investing in a dangling carrot. So we want to be looking at reframing your priorities. And I want to ask you, what would happen if you switched your priorities, if you didn't see coaching as a luxury or an expense, but as an actual non-negotiable investment for your future? Like, think for a second about the future that you want for yourself, the dreams that you're chasing, and the impact that you want to make in the world. And ask yourself, is that worth investing in? Because I know it's easy to say, I can't afford it right now, but what if that narrative is just a reflection of your current priorities? Maybe you're spending your money elsewhere that is not helping you getting closer to your goals. Maybe it's time to relocate some of that energy towards what will actually move the needle forward in your life. Because there's a cost to not invest in yourself, and that is the cost of staying stagnant. And I can absolutely resonate with that, because I stayed here for years. And it took me a while, kind of a doing it alone, to then be like, right, I need to get a coach because that coach can then unlock a new level. And that level keeps unlocking and unlocking and unlocking. So I want to challenge you with this question. What is the cost of not investing in yourself? What is the long-term impact of staying stuck in the same place, never taking action to change or grow? That is something we need to think about, because if you don't invest in yourself now, you could spend years, decades, maybe even more, wondering why you're not where you want to be. Coaching is like the shortcut in a sense. Like, it's not to say that transformation is a quick process. It's absolutely not. But if somebody has been there before, done all the things, has all the kind of experience of all the things that don't go right and the things that are not to be attempted, or certainly has another way to shift your perspective and also asks the right questions when it comes to certain things. When we are emotionally attached to something, it's very hard for us to see a different angle. So what coaching does is ask the right questions for you then to ask yourself the same questions, similar to what I've just said. What is the cost of not investing in yourself? Is that a question you would have asked yourself before? So the reality is, you can't afford not to invest in coaching. The cost of inaction, of staying in your comfort zone, is far, 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 far greater than the temporary discomfort of investing in yourself. The return in that investment is not just financial, it's emotional, it's mental, it's the confidence that you grow within yourself, it's the clarity that you begin to have about your life, your goals, your vision. And it allows you to step into a future that feels so much better than the one that you're currently living in. So here's the bottom line. Next time you think, I don't have money for coaching, I don't have money for that retreat, I don't have money for that seminar, ask yourself, do I have the money to continue staying where I am? What am I spending money on? Am I having a daily Starbucks that, I don't know how much they are now, like £5 a day? Like, that is a fortune. Are you spending money on takeaways? And I don't even know how much they are, a couple of times a week. Are you having absolute weekends on it and going tonto? Are you, like, there's so many things that we kind of waste money on. Subscriptions, that's another one. People don't even realize that they're paying for things, but it's still coming out. Do you have the money to stay stuck, uncertain, and unfulfilled? Or do you want to step into life where you feel empowered, you feel capable, and you feel ready to take on anything that comes your way? Coaching is an expense. Isn't an expense. I hope that came out that way. It's an investment in your future. It's an investment that pays dividends in ways that you cannot even imagine right now, because you're not there. And when you are there, you then recognize the absolute importance of coaching. I remember when I got my coach, my friend was like, oh my God, like, that's a lot of money. Like, that's a big expense. And I was like, that. But I don't see it as an expense. I see it as an investment. I am investing in me, and I would rather invest in me to be a better version of myself than invest in nonsense that keeps me where I am. So I challenge you to take this step today, reframe your thinking, invest in yourself, because you absolutely are worth it. And I want to say thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to make a change, reach out to me and let us talk about how we can get you started on your transformational journey. Now, that could be, I've got one space left for one-to-one coaching. I don't take on a lot of one-to-ones because there's quite a lot that comes in with it. So I've only have one space for a one-to-one, and I obviously have my retreat coming up at the end of March. Spaces for that are limited. So until next time, keep growing, keep evolving, and remember, there is no better investment than the one you make in yourself. And that will be from now until the end of time. Have a magical day, whatever you're up to, and I look forward to hearing from you really, really soon. I'll be back next week with the next episode. Have a magical day.